Next 20 minutes, it's time for our preview of the Meadows there on Saturday night with the two Group 1s, the Australian Cup for the Sprinters and the Fanta Bale Super Stayers there for, of course, the Staying Greyhounds. St Kilda are destroying North Melbourne at Arden Street, just around the corner from our studios here in Carlton. And the Bombers and the Blues, it's a pretty even contest, but they tell me Adam Saad is dominating at the moment. And in the cricket, we've got the score there. The Kiwis 1 for 76. Martin Guptill's in form. He was out of form, but he's bounced back. He's 56 not out of 33 balls. Kane Williamson not out as well. And New Zealand on top at 1 for 76 after the Aussies won the toss and elected to bowl. But it's now time for our Meadows preview of Australian Cup night and also the Fanta Bale Super Stayers, both at Group 1 at level. And George Ferrugia joins us. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. Good to see you, mate. I haven't been in here for a while.
I missed you. Let's talk about the Fanta Bale Super Stayers first of all. And the odds-on favourite is one of my favourite greyhounds in Houdini Boyd's at $1.90. He's drawn box number one with the tab. He's trainer Cal Greeno joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Cal.
Oh, good afternoon, Gareth and George.
Were you happy with his performance last Saturday night?
Oh, look, I was probably more impressed with Zach Minnelli. He just went like an absolute jet for most of the race. And when you get that sort of break in front of dogs, you know, we probably had to pick up 12 lengths and he picked up maybe a smidge short of that. But, yeah, look, all credit to Zach Minnelli for beating him.
Good afternoon, Cal. Yeah, look, it was a great effort by Zach. He's broken his own sectional records 2 weeks in a row, but you would have been buoyed by the fact that your greyhound got to the line really well and ran quicker than he did from the week before. Tell us about what you think about the box draw and how you think this race will pan out. There seems to be a little bit of speed drawn in 2, 3 and 4.
Absolutely. Well, if Zach Minnelli does what he did the last couple of weeks, he's going to lead Run Like Jess. Run Like Jess, we'll probably try and go with him. I like the fact that Tears is drawn outside us because a couple of times we've raced against him and we've got trapped outside him going around him, which he's sort of given away a fair bit of advantage at the Meadows, going about six wide round the back straight there. And my key to our race, I think, is getting underneath Tears to be in a position to have a chance of running down those leaders.
He's had the suit and top. He was impressive there. And as you pointed out, he went really good behind Zach Minnelli last start in the heat. Do you think he's improved from those hard, tough staying races?
I think it's helped him, Gareth. I think the preparation this time has been better. The fact that we did improve was a good sign to me. And we hope that the next run again is a little bit more improvement. But I don't think there's really a lot between these dogs. They're sort of around the 42.2 to 42.4 mark. Is probably most of the dogs in the race can run that. So it's a very even contest and the best dog will probably win the race.
Cal, yesterday we seen an article go up on Greyhound Racing Victoria's website regarding owner Mark Ruff, who said that if Houdini Boy was to win the $100,000, his share of that will go to Greyhound's Greyhound adoption program. I mean, that's an unbelievable gesture from Mark, isn't it? I mean, it's something we haven't really seen before. He must be a pretty good guy to train for.
Look, he's a really good quality person, Mark, and obviously very generous. I haven't seen anybody offer that sort of money before to go to a GAP program. So all credit to Mark. He's more interested in the welfare of dogs and, you know, which is a great thing for all of us. And you know, obviously if the dog can earn a bit of prize money and go towards GAP, that'd be great for everyone concerned.
And just quickly, Cal, obviously I know trainers like to take things week by week, but is there a plan for Houdini Boy going forward? Obviously there's some big races in New South Wales and WA coming up over the staying trip. Is there one that you're leaning towards?
Look, George, to be honest with you, I think that New South Wales and Perth clashing a bit, I'm probably more inclined to go to Perth. If you go to New South Wales and make the final, you're not going to get a chance to have a look at Cannington, and I think that'd be a big mistake. So I think we'll probably just target Perth, and as long as they let us in, and as long as COVID's okay, we'd let us in the borders, and we can have a crack at that. But that seems to be a better plan than going to New South Wales and trying to go to Perth as well.
All right, then. I'm just looking. There's a market, too, for the Galaxy there, and you can get $350 he heads there. He's $1.80 around Cannington, Houdini boy. Hey, Cal, hopefully we can see you at the races on Saturday night, mate. Well done with what you've been able to do with Houdini boy. He's a superstar of the sport, and we wish you the best of luck in that Group 1.
Thanks very much, guys.
This is the Australian Cup and the Fanta Bale Superstayers preview for the Meadows on Saturday night. You're with Gareth Hall and George Ferrugia. For the Superstayers, George, who are you tipping? Are you with Cal Greeno and Houdini Boy?
Yeah, look, I've been okay with Zach in the last 2 weeks, but I'm changing to Houdini Boy. I just think he'll sit a little bit closer here. Run like Jess may be a little bit of a nuisance to Zach Minnelli, but I understand Cal's point that Zach's going that well that he'll probably lead him, and then it's going to come down to the back markers. As we mentioned, Gareth, we're keen to have a little bit of a play on his tiers at around the $18 mark.
26 now. He continues to blow after even what Robbie Brittany said. Well, yep. I saw signs last week when we had a chat to him earlier on in the week that he's starting to return to the best type of form that we've seen his tiers produce.
I just think he sits comfortably in third here because we know he can begin, and then it'll be up to him. It'll be very interesting, but Houdini Boy for mine.
All right, then, saving on his tiers.
Absolutely.
What a race it promises to be.
Great
and
race.
If Zach Minnelli gets out and gets in front of a run like Jess in the early part, geez, it was great to watch. Two wonderful athletes, Houdini Boy giving him a start. We all knew that he would get tired, but he'd just done enough.
He did, and then we've got an emerging dog like Stanley Road. That's why it's a great final. It's fantastic. I think a lot of these dogs are going to be heading to Perth.
The Australian Cup. What a race this promises to be. Tommy Shelby, equal favourite with Fernando Bluey. Both at $3. Steve Withers trains the People's Greyhound. Tommy's his best mate, and he joins us now. I think he's just left his lunch to have a chat to us, George. Good afternoon to you, Steve.
Boys, how are you? Yeah, lunch hasn't come yet, so we're all good to go.
How is Tommy?
Yeah, no, Tommy's fantastic, mate. He's pulled up pretty good, so pulled up better than the week before, if anything. So, he's ready to go.
Steve, congratulations on getting him through to the final. I was in awe of his back sectional, mate. I mean, there's been some very, very good greyhounds go around the Meadows, and even when Fernando Bale broke that sectional record, he flew out of the box and broke the first sectional record. Your run between the mark, or Tommy's run between the mark, was unbelievable. You must have been thrilled with that effort.
Yeah, George, how are you, mate? Very humbling to see him put down a time like that. And you know the level of dogs here in Victoria and the champions that have been around that track for a lot of years. So to be anywhere in that realm of those champions, it was very humbling, to see him open up and put it down.
He exploded when we're close up at the boxes. It was Tommy at his best at the start there. What did you say to him behind the boxes this time, Steve?
Well, if I tell you, then everyone knows we're on their dog.
We can't say.
Nah, it's all him, mate. I'm just lucky enough to be there with him while he's on this journey. He would do the same for any other people. It's all Tommy. He's just a little bit special.
Steve, Gareth and I have spoken about the latter part of 2020, where he was up against generational dogs, in a sense. You know, like the Hardstyle Rico, Shimmer Shines, Simon Told Helens. Is there a different feel going into this Group 1 race for you? Because essentially, I said to Gareth, he mightn't have been the most credentialed dog against those when he was up against them in the Melbourne Cup. But now he seems to be the most credentialed dog. Do you go in with a little bit more confidence, even though the box draw probably hasn't worked in your favour?
Not really. It was overwhelming, I suppose, when you look at the Melbourne Cup. That was some sort of field, and the credentials of them there were deep. It was insane, but... you've got some up-and-comers that are really exploding onto the scene here. And then, like you said there, the box draw is very tricky. So it doesn't matter about reputations once you get into the boxes. Once they open, it's all about the opportunity that you can create and get. So the box draw looks very tricky. He's going to have to be at his best as they open.
The other question I was really keen to ask you, we had Robbie Britton on radio early in the week, and we spoke about his tiers and his recent form. He thought that it could have been one plane ride too much for his tiers, and he'd been racing a little bit flat. Tell us how you've been able to cope with Tommy Shelby. I mean, he's been to Tassie, been to Albion Park, now down to the Meadows. I think the last time he's raced at Cannington was in September. How's the dog? Obviously, the dog's coped well with it, but it's something that trainers do speak about the fatigue, having to jump from plane to plane.
Yeah, well, what's our Achilles heel in WA being so far away from everybody probably helped us in the way on this journey is that we're not flying backwards and forwards. We're sort of only taking that one flight to wherever we're going, and then we set up camp there, and we acclimatise and morph into the local surroundings and live our life out there. So he's got an amazing temperament, the dog. Once he knows he's got somebody from home there with him, he just settles down and takes to what the locals are and settles in, yeah.
He's loving it, Georgie. He gets to go around in camper vans and stay in motels.
Airbnbs.
Airbnbs. And kick
Airbnb, that was fun.
kick Steve off the bed. He probably doesn't really want to go home, old Tommy. Hey, mate, what would it mean to you to win an Australian Cup?
Well, it's one of the biggest races there is in the country. And to be in it is overwhelming. It's humbling. He's got a huge following now. He's been in all these races. To actually get the opportunity to put one of these on the wall, it's something that I never thought I'd do. And for him to do it, it'd be a real exclamation mark on his career. It'd be fantastic.
We wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your lunch. He's a great dog. He's the people's dog, Tommy Shelby. He's been a wonderful ambassador for the sport that you love so much. And we wish you the best of luck come Saturday night.
Appreciate the call, guys.
Talking about wonderful ambassadors for the sport of greyhound racing, this 18-year-old kid called Caleb Cottrell just continues to do what people have been trying to do all their lives.
Years,
for years and years, and they've been toiling away, and Caleb just said, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm about to do. She did it, of course, to win her first Group 1 at the start of the carnival. Can she do it now with Fernando Bluey in the Australian Cup? And Caleb joins us now. G'day, Kayla.
Good afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
You're still, you'd be used to this now, preparations towards a Group 1. How is Fernando Bluey?
He's good. He's pulled up well after his run Saturday night, so he's well and happy, and, yeah, he's ready to go for Saturday night.
Congratulations, Kayla, on getting him through. Obviously, we were watching the box draw live, and by the time you had a pick, a lot of the good box draws were already gone, and obviously a few people were disappointed. Has your confidence levels grown a little bit after having a look at the box draw now, or are you still a little bit dicey on where you're drawn?
Oh, look, like I said before, it doesn't really matter where the dog draws. He's just got consistent box manners, and, you know, you look at his last 10 starts, he's gone between 497 and 407. So he's got the box manners there, and it's just a big thrill to be a part of the race. You know, it wouldn't matter what the dog done on the night, as long as he's coming home with me. I'm so proud of him, and yeah, no, just about to be part of the race.
Kayla, tell us on where you whether you think there's a level of improvement there. Not that he needs to improve much in terms of he hadn't had a run for a month, and he looked like it was a blowout that he needed. Do you expect a little bit more if he can find the front early?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of improvement left there. Look, he was sitting out for a month. He unfortunately caught the kennel cough there, and is just overcoming. And yeah, for him to come out Saturday night and do that, I think there is still a little bit of improvement left in him.
What makes him such a special box dog?
Oh, you know, some dogs are just born with it. It's hard to explain, really. You'd love to have 10 of him like it, to be honest. But, yeah, no, he's just born with the good box manners, and, yeah, no, he just does it very easily.
Kayla, obviously all of these greyhounds are hard to beat because they've worked their way into this final, but is there one that you're particularly scared of come Saturday night?
Oh, look, there's all good dogs in the field. You can never be too confident going into races like these. You can sit there and try and pan out how a race is going to go, and it never goes how you want it to. But look, you got Tigalong Tonk, he's a great dog, and obviously Tommy Shelby, you know, they've both got speed, and there's a couple other strong dogs in the field. So, look, hopefully he does everything right on the night, and yeah, to see how he goes.
And just quickly, Kayla, we spoke to you earlier. Are your plans with Fernando Kaz still to step up over 700 eventually?
Yeah, she'll eventually go to 700 metres. We haven't planned to go anywhere yet. She's just ticking along nicely, so yeah, we'll eventually get over the 700 metres for sure.
Caleb, what do you tell your friends when they go, what are you doing this weekend, Kayla? And you say, well, I've got a dog in a $300,000 race, and if it wins, I'll get half of that. How do you explain that to them?
I think they all want to become greyhound trainers now when I'm told that. There might be a few more youngsters in the sport now, but they're happy for me, and, you know, I was never really good in school. Like I said, I was always watching Sky Racing up the back. So, yeah, no, they're happy for me, and yeah, they're really wrapped.
All right, then give Bluey a pat, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday night.
Thank you, appreciate it.
What a superstar she is.
How good's that?
Yeah.
How good's that? Watching Sky Racing in the back. I used to give tips to some of my some of my teachers, but I never trained a Group 1 winner, Gareth, I can tell you. No, it's a tremendous story. And look, she goes in, If I had to pick one, that would be the dog that I pick, because as she mentioned, he seems to be pretty flawless out of a box, and they're going to have to run him down, Gareth. And it's not an easy thing to do. Clearly, there's some very good greyhounds in the race, and there's been some pushes for Shimmer Classic, a young greyhound as well, but they're going to have to be on their A game to beat him. He's racing enormously well.
So many wonderful stories, like Lakeview Cruiser for the Whelan family. Yeah. Harley spoke so well to us on Monday. Shimmer Classic's come from nowhere. Tommy Shelby just does what Tommy does. You've got Fernando Bluey. I love Tigalong Tonk and Christo Bale. There's some training performance by Mark Delbridge. Two trials, back and trip to get him to do what he did
absolutely,
the other day.
Absolutely. He's a star greyhound. He raced a little bit fresh. He was really on the pace there, and he was always going to be too strong in the run to the line. The other great story, of course, is Tim Britton. with his dad training three Australian Cup winners, and he's trying to get one back from his dad. It's a great race.
And he's not it'll be a massive surprise if he wins, but if he's going to win, he had to draw box one and he gets it.
Yeah, he's a definite place chance. Yep. He's only missed the place four times from 22 starts, and he hasn't missed a place in his last six. This is obviously a big challenge for him, but and you mentioned the Whelan family, that Me Tung pub, that roof would be blown off.
Hey, Ash Baker joins us. Geez, he does a wonderful job. Wonderful administrator for the sport of greyhound racing, the CEO of the Meadows. Ash, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys. Great show.
Listening to Kayla Cottrell, that must, as an administrator and some of the participants like Harley Whelan, that must put a smile on your face to see so much young talent coming through the training ranks, but especially to have a runner on in one of your biggest races for the year.
I love hearing these stories. It's great. You know, I still consider myself young at 42, but then you hear these guys speak in their late teens and early 20s, you think, how good is this for our sport? And I think Kayla just mentioned then that about the prize money, that everyone wants to become a greyhound trainer. But that's exactly what these stories do. It gets young people interested in the sport. So, there's going to be some great stories come out of Saturday night, no matter what happens.
Ash, congratulations on how you've handled the last couple of weeks. It's trying times, obviously, with COVID. Tell us about the crowd expected there for Saturday night.
Yeah, so we're pretty much booked out, George. We can have up to 1,000 on course, but under the current public events framework, everyone's got to be seated. So we only really have capacity for about 800 people seated. But look, things may change a little bit tomorrow if the Premier does lift some of those public events framework restrictions that are currently in place. Probably unlikely, but there's a chance given what I'm reading today. But we'll be as full as we can be under our COVID safe plan, and there'll be a great atmosphere because there'll be so many people situated outside.
What about the marquee? Obviously, I think I'll be there. Quinny will be there. Georgie will get your tips. So we can still buy tickets.
Yeah, you can, Gareth. There's not a lot left. We've got capacity for about 175 or so in that area.
Okay.
And we're already well into triple figures with our tickets. So there is some availability, but if you want to get involved, it's best to call the offices as soon as possible to try and secure tickets.
And that number there is... I've got the number here because I had a... Where is it, Mikey? Far away. Here we go. It's 9-3-5-5-2, and it's $99. All you can drink and eat. And plus the tips that we'll be getting.
Plus Gareth, around there giving tips and Mars's multi, and there's all sorts of things.
Hey, we need a winner for the Australian Cup.
I'm sticking with Fernando Bluey. I'm not sure where Ash is going, but Fernando Bluey and Houdini Boy.
All right then, Fernando Bluey. So the tip there from Georgie around that $3 quote, do you think we'll get a better price by the time the race comes around?
Yeah, often can happen, for sure. So it's going to be interesting, but I think he'll level out at around that price for sure.
Yeah, the start's going to be all important.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Fernando Bluey needs to nail the start. There's a greyhound like Shimmer Classic who... That's the key with her, Gareth. She's only young, and I've said that it's very hard for her to win because she's only had the 9 starts, but she didn't begin all that well and still went 5.02. She's a real talent. Yep. I'm not saying she's Shimmer Shine class, but they're going to have a hell of a lot of fun with her in the next 12 to 18 months.
Tigalong Tonk, Hamish McLaughlin, Dean Lester join me every Friday morning for Dean and Hamish, and we've been picking our greyhound for the Australian Cup. Now, Dino... He was pretty quick. He loves Tommy Shelby. Like, I had to send Dino a video of Tommy Shelby. It went off on social media, Ash.
Yeah.
He loves Tommy Shelby, but Tommy Shelby takes Dino's quad each Saturday, I found out. And then Hamish is with Tigalong Tonk. I had Shimmer Shine, but I can pick another one on Saturday night. So I'm just weighing up here whether I go Fernando Bluey or I go maybe. Do you know what I decided to go, Ash? I think I might go with the Meatung Greyhound. Lakeview Cruiser. Here we go.
A lot of indecisiveness there, Gareth. That's the race it is. We're all punters, and we've always got an opinion, but it's probably one of the hardest to sort of put forward a firm tip because there's so many genuine chances, isn't there?
And Lakeview Cruiser, if he wins, I'll tell you what, I might head to Meatung because it's a beautiful place.
Oh, it's a
ripper Gippsland,
place.
Yeah.
Meatung pub's the best.
And then, well, sorry, Ash.
Oh, sorry, mate. I was just going to say, I think a few of them are on a good odds in the pre-post market. Yeah. So they might shut your trip down there if they get the money on Saturday night.
And this is a great story. So many wonderful stories. Like Harley was telling us that his mates have all backed Cruiser at 100-1. So he's at the pub, boys, I think we're a sneaky chance in the Aussie Cup.
One hell of a celebration.
Get on $100 and draw him box number two and you give him a big chance. So from a punting perspective, and the fields will be out and we'll get your thoughts on tomorrow's show and Saturday, George. But for the listeners out there that want to see the best athletes in the Greyhound game on Saturday night, how do we make some money? Is there a multi? Is it a Houdini boy into Fernando Bluey and then maybe a saver on his tiers?
Yeah, initially at this stage, I'll have a good look at the form tonight and come up with something. And we've got to make note that the quaddy legs are 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think they're just fitting it in, obviously, yep, with the Melbourne Cup in race 9. Might have to do with, obviously, the televised stuff.
Yep.
So we've just got to keep note of that. But, look, I'm keen on Fernando Bluey, even after the box draw. Yeah, great stories all around, but I think he can lead and be hard to beat.
He's a punter, Georgie Ash, because he was the biggest fan of Zach Mannell, and he's jumped off for the big one.
This is where I'm a bad punter because I stay loyal, so I've got to stay with Zach the whole way. I let my heart do too much talking when it comes to punting. Okay. I should just quickly mention, boys, we've got a surprise guest coming on Saturday night. The Wizard from the West is a late inclusion with the Tommy Shelby team. So,
William Pike.
Any punters out there wanting to get onto the terrace, we might be able to bring the Wizard down for a little bit of a quick meet and greet. I haven't spoken to him, and he's probably going to be annoyed I've said that, but we'll try and get him out to the crowd because everyone loves the Wizard.
He can join us in the tent, Pikey. He owes me a favour, so he can come to the tent and we can have a chat to him. So there you go. $99 a ticket to meet the Wizard. He's got his own memorabilia as well. Hey, he'll pay us to come. He loves the dogs. So
I'm awesome.
Looking forward to catching up with William Pike there as well on Saturday night. Superb stuff. Hey, Ash, I can't wait to see you on Saturday night. Just recapping your tips.
I've got to stick with Fernando Bluey. I just think if he goes and runs those early sectionals, I'd love to see a fairy tale story with either that dog or the Lakeview team from Meatung. And I'm sticking with Stanley Road. I followed him through the Sydney Carnival, and I think he'll be very strong late in a great stayers final.
Good on you, Ash. Look forward to catching up with you on Saturday.
Thanks, Jen.
There's Ash Bacon, CEO of the Meadows. George, can't
wait.
Good
to see you, mate.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. How's Uncle Marzi? We'll have a multi for him come Saturday, and tomorrow we'll have a Trot's Dog Gallops multi for him over the weekend.
I've got to speak to Ash after I get off here. I think we're going to get him into the marquee.
Bloody
as well.
Oath we will. I'll pay for his ticket because he's just put us on the map here on RSN Central. Marzi from Kilmore. Good on you, George.
Have a good afternoon, mate.